Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Ben from Elders. Good morning, Ben.
Yeah, Tom, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Ben. Good, really well this morning. And you're the Elders agronomist, or one of the Elders agronomists covering the Moora area. How are things looking there at the moment?
Yeah, not too bad. We've had a bit of summer rain, which is pleasing to see. There's potential for rain this weekend, which could bring seeding programs forward quite a bit.
Yes, yes, indeed it would. And that's, I suppose, we're going to start talking about that now in regards to canola. So a couple of different options available on the table here, especially if we get that rain.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go through some early exciting options for canola. And with rain forecast for this weekend, so that's in pretty much the middle of April, the studies have shown that there can be a yield increase of 40 kilos a day if you get your canola in mid-April. Past studies and recent farmer experiences say that if this opportunity presents itself, and that is moisture on the ground, moisture incoming, middle of April, if that opportunity presents itself, the grower should probably look at taking it.
Wow, okay, that's quite a significant increase.
Yeah, it is, yep. So the study is a good study in 2015 and 16 that they did, and they worked out different sowing times of canola, different varieties and different lengths. It showed 40 kilos. It was an actual 40 kilos per day. I think you'd probably average it at about 20 kilos, but yeah, it can be up to 40 kilos a day.
Yeah, unreal. Okay, so talking about supply of the seed then, how does that look?
Yep, so canola seed is a tough one to order at the best of times. When it gets to April, it gets even tougher. So just as a general rule, the TrueFlex and the good or popular varieties are pretty much sold out. If you're looking to go a longer season Roundup Ready, which if you're going to see it in the middle of April, that's probably what you're looking for. A GT53 or a 45Y28, they're both in, there's a bit of supply of those two varieties, and they're probably what you're looking for if you're looking to put in a earlier sown Roundup Ready option. Unfortunately, if you're looking for a TT or triazine tolerant option, you've got Bonito, and that's about it. There's not too much left.
Yeah, righto. In terms of the chemical then, looking at some of those as well, what does that look like?
Chemical's getting quite tight, actually. Propisinide is very tight, so you may need to talk to your local agronomist, Elders agronomist even, to work out some options there. Atrazine's starting to tighten up, and there's a new chemical out called Overwatch, which is suitable in canola and allows you to reseed with wheat or barley if there is a failure. That is also tightening up, but it's quite an interesting product, that one. You've got to be careful with your knockdown. So if you've used a spike in the last 6 weeks, i.e. sharpen, canola doesn't like going in after sharpen. Something like a hammer is much more appropriate. I like to say that the cheapest spike is increasing your knockdown, as in your glyphosate or paraquat.
All right, Ben, well, that looks really good, and we hope that the rain does get out there where they need it and that we can look at getting some canola in early. That would be an outstanding result for the growers around that area and other places where they get moisture this weekend. So fingers crossed it'll be enough. And listeners, if you do need any more information, contact your local Elders agronomist and they can run you through anything we've just been discussing here this morning regarding seed supply, chemical, or advice on the species of canola, the variety that you're looking at putting in. So Ben, great to catch up with you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Tom. Have a good day.